Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died September 16th. Graveside services will be held Friday at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center. Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65 of Boaz, died August 12th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jean Maureen Welsh, 65 of Boaz. Wayne Emmanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center, died September 10th at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held at 2 Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Emmanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88 Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88 of Boscobel. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Tiana Salazar and Dylan Mulzon had a daughter, Isla Ray.